With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Syrian government has collapsed. It fell to a lightning rebel offensive that lasted only a couple of weeks and eventually seized Damascus late last night. Crowds have poured into the streets today to celebrate the end of the Assad family's 50 years of iron rule. Syrian state TV read a video statement from a group of men saying that the president has been overthrown and has left the country. The Biden administration wants to expand compensation for stranded airline passengers.
Before Joe Biden leaves office next month, the administration is taking steps toward requiring airlines to pay cash compensation and cover lodging and meals for passengers who are stranded when an airline causes flights to be canceled or changed. The Transportation Department supports the new passenger protections because air travel is breaking records. But an airline industry group warns that the proposal would drive up ticket prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GM has reached an agreement to sell its stake in a nearly completed electric vehicle battery plant in Lansing, Michigan.
The company said it has a non-binding agreement for the sale to joint venture partner LG Energy Solution of South Korea. The company is expected to close the sale by the end of March. GM has spent about $1 billion on the Lansing factory. GM says it will rely on joint venture factories in Warren, Ohio and Spring Hill, Tennessee, to supply factories that make 7 electric vehicles now on sale in the U.S.
Correspondent Jeremy House. As the search for UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson's killers stretches into a fourth day and beyond the New York City limits, investigators are reckoning with a tantalizing dichotomy. They have troves of evidence on the shooter, but he still remains an enigma. It's pretty clear that he is no longer in the city. They don't know where he might be. This is SRN News. Germany is famous for its Christmas markets that date back to the Middle Ages, but it seems the LGBT agenda has come for them as well. In Berlin, there's now a gay Christmas market that offers rainbow pierogi and entertainment by drag queens. There's also another Christmas market that specializes in pornography. Berlin features the largest LGBT community in Germany. Meanwhile, the Christmas markets are also under tight security. In 2016, a Muslim extremist plowed through a crowd of Christmas market goers in Berlin with a truck, killing 13 and injuring dozens. The Border Patrol is hiring chaplains to help with mounting distress suffered by its officers. With immigration at the forefront of the country's debate, agents wrestle not only with security challenges and an unprecedented surge in illegal immigrants, but also rapidly shifting policies and harsh criticism by liberals. One agent told the Associated Press, "We have been called terrible things." This is SRN News. Well, nothing like making a second go of it.
A Pennsylvania couple divorced 50 years ago. Now they are going to tie the knot again. Faye Cable and Robert Wenrich were married in 1951. They had 4 kids and then divorced in 1975. Both remarried and remained with their subsequent spouses for many years until their spouses died. Cable and Wenrich always had a good relationship, and they recently decided it was time to take the plunge once again. Jason Walker reporting.
18 white bearded men who resemble author Ernest Hemingway have arrived in Havana. They are spending the weekend to see some of his favorite places where he lived on the island decades ago. They're members of the Hemingway Lookalike Society. Hemingway lived in Cuba from 1939 until 1960. This is SRN News.